Welcome to Earth 2. If you haven't listened before, my name is Ryan. A little over a month ago, I fell into a rip in space and time and somehow traveled to an alternate Earth where superheroes and villains and city council running mole people are real. And I don't really know what to do with myself, but I'm trying to find my way through this world and I'm doing a podcast.
We'd like it if you could stop touching yourself for 5 minutes.
Well, you know. Okay, so that, plus it being as you just introduced yourself with that, who am I co-host here? What's your name?
I'm Prisma.
Prisma, who farts rainbows.
I hate
out of the front. And
I'm Oscar, and I live down by the river.
Superfluous lives in a van down by the river.
He lives in a loft. And a loft.
I get them confused, I'm sorry.
A classy panty dropping joint down by the river.
Okay. Lots of hoes.
So I do have one thing I want to get out of the way real quick. We do have a guest, and I'll get to you, I promise. I just wanted to cover this with my co-host. I did get an email from my Earth. Thank goodness. So this isn't just disappearing into the void. My girlfriend from my Earth actually sent me an email.
You don't have a girlfriend.
I do have a girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend.
She said...
She goes to a different school.
I'm reaching out to let Ryan know that he's greatly missed.
She's from Canada.
She's from Earth 1.
She said I'm greatly missed, which I'm sure is true. She said the podcast is definitely getting through and getting a lot of attention, which is great. Because they need to know about this Earth. Somebody asked if...
What else did your fake girlfriend
say? She said, not my fake girlfriend, it's real. She said, the main question is if there are portals to eventually get me back and get me back to the right dimension. Is that anything you guys know about? You guys don't travel to other Earths a lot from the sound of the first episode.
I don't.
We know they're there, but we like it here. Why the hell do we need to go to other Earths?
Well, to get me back.
If there's people like you in other Earths, why do we want to...
That's very rude, first of all, but she wants me back. I don't matter.
Your fake girlfriend.
Okay, so we're going to move on. She also said she had a strange question, but she wants to know, because people are curious about it, do superheroes get vacation time? Where does a superhero vacation? Are there beaches, amusement parks, things like that?
Oh, that is a good question.
What's the answer?
I personally like the tall volcanoes.
You guys vacation in volcanoes?
No, I do.
Oh, just you. Yeah. In volcanoes.
And I go, I don't vacation in a volcano, like just next to them. They're pretty.
Okay.
Jeez. We actually covered
this. So you do get vacation time.
Well, not much. We covered this before.
And
we don't really get very much vacation time. But we already do travel a lot because we like kind of have to fight crime all over the world.
Well, I imagine Prisma does because she just teleports. But
she does.
For you, it must be much more.
Yeah, no, sometimes we'll go on, you know, like a sweet mission somewhere around the world. And, you know, while we're there, we might take a long lunch.
Okay.
And take in the beach or something. But
stop
apart from that.
Ice cream.
Yeah?
Ice cream.
But apart from that, you know, I mean, I would call that already a vacation. The whole planet is already a pretty nice place, so there's not much need for vacation when, like, your normal life is awesome.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. My life hasn't been awesome in this world so far, but
I can
I'm
tell from the bags under your eyes.
Yeah, well, that is just how I look. But, yeah, I can see that being stressful.
Yeah.
Seeming stressful.
Well, anyway, tell your fake girlfriend to get you some lotion to moisturize.
She's a real girl. Okay. Anyway, we do have a guest that I've been neglecting, but he's here, and I want to talk to him. Hi. We have Harvey here. Do you guys know Harvey? I'm assuming you know Harvey, because it seems like he works here.
Yeah?
You work here at the headquarters?
I do work here, yeah.
Okay. And your name's Harvey. I got that right, right?
Yeah, Harvey.
Okay. Harvey.
Harvey sucks on the clock.
Harvey sucks. Okay.
So what's the name?
What you do in your spare time is none of my business.
Sure.
Or is that...
Who are you?
My name's Ryan. Did you listen to the intro we just did? We've been sitting here.
I told Prisma no more hobo makeovers. Who's this?
No makeovers here. Don't worry about that.
No, sweetheart. He actually has to be fitted.
Wait, so you two know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Goodies.
Do you two know each other, Superfluous?
I don't wear a costume, so no. I haven't really done any work with him or anything.
You have a choice whether you want to wear a costume or not?
Yeah.
So, it's encouraged.
It
but
is.
Since he doesn't have a secret identity, and since he's head of HR, you really don't talk down
I've
to
mentioned him before.
Oh.
Have you?
I
Please,
have.
Give us the details.
He's a big and tall.
He's a big and tall. Funny, because he's not that big or that tall, really. I mean,
well,
okay. Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. So obviously you're very fashion conscious because you guys obviously can't see him, but he's wearing a suit with gems on it, which I assume is fashionable here in this world. In my world, it would be kind of gaudy, but...
It's fashionable. Mind you, I just got back from Fashion Week, but you know.
You guys have a Fashion Week here. Where's that at?
Downtown.
Downtown Metro City?
Yeah.
Wow.
We host it this year.
So it changes.
It changes every year, yeah. God, what's with you? Got hands on buzzers, I don't know.
Okay. You're kind of being a little rude. I'm not from this place, so I'm trying to learn, and I'm doing my best here, so just, you know, deal with me a little bit. Okay. We're going to move on. So, Fashion Week. Did you have anything on display there? Do superhero fashions go on Fashion Week? Do they walk the runway?
I try and keep those limited to the superheroes, but I did design, you know, for the common folk.
You do design for the common folk?
Yeah.
And superheroes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that extra coin.
Did you design Prisma's outfit?
I've designed a few of her outfits, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything special about this one that she's wearing? Like, what is it? I assume a superhero's outfit has to have some special properties. What if he can...
This is the first time he's seen me in superhero uniform. I've only ever been in the chef coat.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
She has a homing beacon, so, you know, in case, God forbid, someone runs off with her or whatever.
Or she runs off.
Okay, so I have a question. Did you have to have, like, a flap for the rainbow that comes out of her ass? Because the color seems pretty opaque. Like it can't just go through the fabric.
It almost seems solid, like something solid
right,
coming
like
out of
a solid rainbow,
rather than just like a light
right,
rainbow.
Right, it's not very like transparent. So,
well, see, I thought of that, but then I'm like, well, if that happens, it'll give away her location. So instead, when that happens, her suit glows.
So when I see her suit glowing, it means she's farting. Give or take.
I mean, probably. Depends on what color the suit is.
So it has different colors.
Yeah.
What do the different colors signify?
Well,
so
red
like a
is green, willpower, and...
It just depends on what she's doing. If she's trying to, you know, get away, then like a camouflage-y color.
Oh, okay, so she wears camo. That's very fashionable.
It depends.
Prisma, you seem
Talk
to be
about
pained
fashion.
Right
You're
now.
Not wearing... What are you wearing? You upset me.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, cargo pants.
Listen, this is what I fell into the earth with. Okay.
Yeah, shame on you for wearing
cargo
pants.
You guys haven't
pants.
Even given me a washing machine or anything.
We're bringing him to you today.
Clearly.
He needs to be fitted.
No, I'm not a superhero. What am I? Are you just going to
You're
give
not
me
getting
right
a superhero uniform.
I mean, if you want to give me a super suit, I guess I could take one.
You're
you know?
If I'm making him over.
Suit. No, he's getting the speed
if
suit.
If I'm giving him a speed
We're
suit.
We're tired of his unwashed
I'm charging
clothes.
Double.
That's fine.
I don't have any money. That might be a problem.
Just bill it to headquarters.
Yes.
She has some Mole Man tickets. Can she trade those for...
No.
No? Okay.
I
didn't
deal with politics.
Okay, good plan.
I'm a neutral.
So you look kind of pained when he was describing the camo version of your
Hearing
suit.
Hearing you guys talk about my ass so much, it's just very violent.
It's not your ass. We're talking about
what comes
your
out
superpowers.
Of it.
Plus, you guys face sit on each other to like introduce yourself.
I haven't face sat on you.
No,
so.
Thank goodness for that. But I'm saying that apparently that's a thing on this world. So, I mean, I would think farting would not be something incredibly terrible to talk about.
I have told you multiple times, it is not a fart. You just choose to be an ass.
It seems like a fart to me.
Are they farts where you're from?
I mean, if something comes out of somebody's butt, then it's probably farts.
Well,
yeah.
Did you ever think to maybe think that's what she does? That's like her species thing?
Well, she's a human.
Are you sure?
That's
you're new here,
me.
Bub.
I know. I already got fooled by that guy.
You're new here.
He's apparently an alien.
Doi.
A little.
Doi?
Doi.
You can tell he's an alien? What's the giveaway? Was it because of the big and tall thing? Okay, well.
So look, let's talk. What are we looking for? What are we gonna, what kind of fabrics? Are you allergic to anything special? Do you like polyester?
Not specifically.
Okay, well, we may have to redo a few things.
And I don't, like, nothing
chiffon?
Shiny? Like, what I'm wearing, except clean, would be okay.
Okay, well, I don't, you know, cater to hobo chic, so,
Hmm. I mean, I feel like you're being a little... I don't look like a hobo, right? I mean,
well, maybe it on this certainly one, looks like he's allergic to shaving cream.
Well, you know, you guys haven't given me a razor.
Beards are in, though. That's beards are in.
See,
statement.
I knew that. That's what I meant.
Groomed ones.
Oh, it's groomed. If you guys would give me a comb, I would groom it. Give me a break here.
Here,
you guys...
just take a comb. Take a comb. Okay, take a comb. There.
Appreciate it. So now I can groom.
Does he always complain this much? Mm-hmm. Oy.
While I'm complaining, you guys have me sleeping in a broom closet. I don't understand what I did to deserve this. Like, can I get a room?
You actually had him fall for that?
You put him in there?
Is that a joke?
You were supposed to get a dormitory. And you're in the broom closet.
Hey, he asked for an upgrade. I gave him an upgrade. He was in a jail cell.
Okay.
Is that what they're moving all that stuff in for and no one ever went in there?
Oh, wow.
Oi.
I don't really know how to react to that, guys. That seems incredibly mean.
You were happy to be out of that jail cell. You were happy to be out of that jail cell. You didn't question where I put you.
Well, I did, but I didn't want to be rude. I guess that's my own
fault.
Well,
that was the first time since you landed here.
What are you talking about? I haven't been rude, not even once, to Harvey.
How many people have you accused of being a mutant?
One, I think. And it wasn't an accusation, it was a question.
He said the M word?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so you don't do... See, I call my fashion sense derelict. You don't do derelict style?
I'm sorry, you call it what?
Derelict.
What does that mean to you?
It's from a fashion designer named Mugatu on my planet.
Uh-huh.
He's very hot right now.
Okay, what does he do? What does he design?
He designs clothing. But we're not talking about my Earth stuff. I'm just saying that I don't think calling this hobo chic... I'd prefer if we called it derelict instead. If you wanted to make a clothing line based off that, just give me some credit.
No, I want something to sell.
Well, I think it would.
Not here. So, let me give you the ropes. Here, this city is beautiful. It's modern. It's contemporary.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been out of this building.
Probably for good reason.
Right.
But you just going outside...
Looking like that?
People would call the police on you.
What do the police look like in a superhero world?
What do the police look like in your world?
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like the police in my world. But I'm not going to get into that.
Here it's very, you know, very clean cut, very nice. And if you just walked out, you would put that out of balance.
And they're all superheroes, I assume.
So,
they're not superheroes, but they're pretty well kept because they don't really have to do much work. Because
that makes sense.
So, three-piece suits.
It's like a utopia.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming you brought Roger... Ryan here, excuse me. Brought Rude. Ryan here for me to do a full wham-bam, thank you, ma'am makeover.
Please, yes.
Okay, but before we get into that,
an eyesore.
You said you've measured... I want to get back to the measuring of superfluous. My friend, superfluous over there. If you were going to design him a super suit, how would you design him a suit for somebody that changes powers every day and you never know what his powers are going to be?
That's a good question.
I have a special material that can morph to the person's powers. Say he, for some odd reason, gets a fire power. It would become flavor retardant. If he gets ice powers, it would, you know, not freeze under certain temperatures.
What if he could stretch?
He can stretch it, sure.
Interesting.
It's a four-way stretch.
What if he can run really fast? Will the friction burn through it?
I haven't done running yet.
Okay.
But
that's perfect because
that's patent
running.
Pending, so you can't take it.
You wouldn't even know if you got a fast power.
No, I know. One time I did, actually. I found out that I could run really fast. Turns out it's pretty useless because I can't run very far without being out of wind. So I got about half a block so fast, and then I was done. I was like, I can't do this. And I mean, the bus came off the bridge, the kids died, it was a very tragic thing, but I was out of wind, you know? I suffered too. So, the past is the past.
So you got super speed, but no super endurance to go with it?
Pretty much. They don't always go hand in hand, you know?
I feel like they should.
But they don't.
Who are you to judge? What are your powers?
Exactly. At least I tried.
Besides falling out of the sky.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good power, really. Can you fall out of the sky?
No, I don't need to.
Do you have powers? First of all, you're coming at me. What are your powers,
mister? All he knows how to do is hit record and then speak like an asshole to people.
Boy, I haven't been an asshole to anybody this
sounds
time.
Like a politician.
We've got about 3 or 4 chapters of this that prove otherwise.
Debatable. Anyway, what are your powers? I'm sorry, you seem to stutter a little bit there when I asked.
My powers are infinite. I can design something in an instant.
Okay, so your powers are all related to designing.
Not all of them.
Okay. What's an example of one that's...
I also have super speed with my hands.
Okay. Just your hands?
It's pretty useful.
And arms.
Do you ever use them to make tornadoes out of your arms like this?
I have before. Look, it was a bad week. I had a little much to drink and I wrecked the place.
I've got to say that...
He knows.
Being fabulous has got to be one of your superpowers. Yeah. Nobody on this planet
is... I can change my hair color when I want.
Okay, so right now it's just a pretty normal black, dark brown, black hair color. What can you
midnight
change it for us?
Blue.
Midnight blue? Okay. It looks black. Can you change it so I can see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now it's kind of like a puke green color, which I'm not sure, is that stylish on this world?
With this suit, it is.
It's a very interesting sound
what
it makes
you
whenever your hair changes color.
This is a good question. I probably need to go visit Dr. Stonefist about that. But, okay, so that's an interesting power, and not very useful, though, I imagine. I guess maybe for somebody that...
It's useful.
Okay.
You enjoyed your last visit from Dr. Stonefist. Why don't you tell us about that real quick?
You got fisted? What?
I thought I was going to, because these guys made it
sound
like... Dr.
Stonefist had to... install a device rectally into our guest here.
Just like I had to
and
sleep in the broom
for
closet.
For some reason, he is declining to tell us the story of what happened
there. Are you talking about the trackers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh! Like, everyone's got them.
I mean, we're curious, sensation-wise, how it went. If you did anything to make...
He's got
it enjoyable for Dr. Stonefist, or...
I've heard that about him. We're not going to talk about that, because, you know what?
Talk about
it was a traumatic experience, and I don't want to relive it over and over again in my mind.
Okay.
It's not a normal thing that happens on my Earth, so it's not something I'm used to.
Your Earth must be boring.
It's a little boring.
Is it technologically advanced like ours, or just kind of, like, in the shit?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. Your guys' world, I can't tell if you guys are technologically advanced or not. There's stuff that looks like it's old, and then there's stuff that looks like it's new. It's like I'm stuck in this weird paradox of times where it's... I don't know if it's 2100 or 1953. I can't tell. The watches, like, are huge and have buttons on them, whereas I came with a phone that does everything the watch can do and then some.
Their watches have that. I have the new designs.
Yours is
they like the
literally just a giant gem. Doesn't do anything.
But when I touch it, it lights up and it has a hologram. What does yours have?
I mean, I don't wear a watch because I have other devices that do more than the watch does. So to answer your question, I don't know if I'm more... I think there's some stuff here that is more technologically advanced than my world and some that seems like you're going back in time a little bit.
Hey!
What the...
Fuck you!
All right. That was weird. So, Superfluous, that guy was behind you, but it was you.
That was a very handsome other version of me, yes.
I liked his outfit.
What was that about?
I don't know what that was about, to be honest. Sometimes I get time travel powers. I'm assuming that's what that was, but I have no idea. But I do agree with what he said to you,
that
though.
Seems rude.
What'd you do?
Wait, did you... Maybe you gave him a... If this was time travel, maybe you gave him a makeover because he was looking a lot better when he came through the portal than...
His outfit was a little better.
I always look better week to week.
I mean...
That's just how it works.
Superfluous grows on you.
He's a grower.
I guess you would know.
So, let me ask you this. On Earth... One, is it?
Well, that's what I'm calling it, yeah.
Do you know how to get measured? Because drop trowel. Let's go. Come on.
We don't drop trowel to get measured on my Earth. At least I never
have. Do you
have
an inseam?
Yeah, how do you figure out the inseam?
I mean, you just measure the outside of the... Or the inside of the pants. You don't have to, like, have all your twig and berries hanging out.
Ew. No, you do the inseam, then you move it over, and then you do the other inseam.
I've never had that issue.
That's how we measure here.
Okay.
Either get with the program or stay in your nasty hobo clothes.
I
think
just estimate and we'll be good, because I don't know if I want you anywhere near that.
What's your favorite colors?
Puke green, obviously.
Green?
Just green?
And
just shades of green?
Earth tones? I don't know, boring.
Christ, Prisma, what am I, what, why?
Look, he just
Am I being
needs,
punished?
He just needs a simple speed suit. They're gonna put him to work
when
soon.
When you say speed suit...
Is this because I brought someone into the lab?
No, sweetie, they don't care about that. You filled out the proper forms.
Alright, I'll get something on for him. Speed suit, generic.
What is... Okay, can you guys can give me some details on the speed suit? Like, I don't... Am I running fast? Am I getting speed powers?
They're gonna shoot you up to the sky and send you back to whence you came.
I think you're screwing with me again, because...
Just make sure it has super ugly cargo pockets on the legs.
Yeah, if I could ask for pockets, more pockets than this world usually has on their pants,
like,
from what I've seen.
Like, youthful pockets.
Yes.
Though.
Because...
I can do that.
Okay.
Because he, obviously, his imaginary girlfriend loves the look of cargo pants.
Oh, he's one of those people.
Yeah.
Listen.
The hospital's up the road. Why don't we just send him there?
You guys probably can't see my shoes because they're under the table, but I'm actually wearing socks and sandals also. So,
sexy.
Which, on my world, is very widely accepted, and everybody I know that's in fashion wears it.
No.
So, yes, they all do.
Your world sounds like it sucks.
No, my world is great. So, fuck
so
you.
let's recap here. You're wearing socks with sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite color is just green.
Yeah, greenish colors.
You want?
That's what he's getting. That's what was.
I can do that. That's basic.
Requisitioned.
Okay.
From the top.
Okay.
The papers that I handed you.
All right.
Doesn't
I can
matter
do that.
What color comes in.
Are we putting
in.
Anything special in there for him, or just?
I mean, if.
Well, you won't need much material for the cod piece. That's
no.
for sure.
Clearly,
We didn't measure my inseam. First of all, so let's just say you're not sure
you
about
said,
that.
You said
okay.
Yes. You said yes.
Okay. Guess on the big side, because that's obvious.
So leave room.
That's what I'm saying. Leave a lot of room. Anyway,
for his imaginary
girlfriend.
For
those who didn't see it, Prisma just handed over a hologram of some kind that had a picture of a speed suit that I'm getting. Apparently.
I can work with that.
Yeah. And do I get like a cool superhero symbol on it or something?
No. No, you're no hero. Who have you saved?
I mean, I'm kind of saving you guys by letting you speak and talking to this. I'm the hero of the podcast.
Wow.
And,
you're really reaching there. That was a long
yeah,
walk.
It was a long walk
yeah,
for a short
so
payoff,
humble.
And there was really no payoff. But
humility, man, huh?
Yeah.
All right, what's your symbol going to be?
I don't know, but just I thought you came up with that stuff. I don't know. I'm not a designer.
Each hero has
a tiny little prick right there in the middle.
Hey!
Each hero has their own symbol that is their symbol. I can't pick that for them. They bring it to me. It could be a family crest.
What's Prisma's? Because I don't see one on her suit, but maybe there's one on the inside of her cape or something.
I don't wear capes.
Well, what's this thing on your back?
No
is it
capes.
Called something different?
A cloak.
A cloak.
It has
okay.
a hood.
A cloak.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It
my
has
mistake.
A hood.
A cloak.
I don't wear it when I teleport.
No.
Just.
No. Okay.
Wait. Are you saying we don't want to talk about symbols, or are you saying? No, I'm not getting.
Yeah, I'm not reading these signals either.
Yeah, there's some nonverbal cues I'm not picking up on here.
After last time,
I need verbal cues. Okay.
I got you.
What's happening?
Nothing, dear. So we're gonna make you green. We're gonna give you a speed
not
suit.
All of me, just my outfit. Yeah.
Sure. And then we're gonna shoot you up to the sky. Apparently, I don't know what's his itinerary for the rest of the week. What's going on?
He's wide open.
Yeah, they don't keep my itinerary anymore. I'm not in jail. Okay, I just meet up with them once a week for the podcast.
I guess he's gonna move into the dormitory.
Yeah, I'm gonna move into my freaking
gonna
dormitory.
Move out of the broom closet.
So he's staying here.
It has a window.
Yeah,
all right.
It has a window, so I can actually see what the city looks like. Because apparently, there's no windows anywhere else in this building. Or if there are, I haven't been invited to where they're at.
I don't know why Superfluous fucked with you, but you're...
I wish he hadn't said anything. I was going to upgrade him to the locker room next week.
You get your dorm, you get a window, and you get a badge that lets you on floors 3 through 5. Just free roaming whenever you want.
Okay. What's on floors 3 through 5?
Well,
Just other rooms. Nothing to look at.
You got the cafeteria, you got the arcade, you got the offices. You got
the library up there.
Yeah, the library's there. HR's there. So you can always talk to Superfluous.
Speaking of HR, listen, I think we kind of gloss over this fact. This guy seems like he harasses the hell out of people.
We've never.
You've got to have a big file on this guy. Oh, all he does is talk about measuring my inseam.
He's a sweetheart. No, everybody loves him.
He just wants to get up in my inseam, and I'm, you know,
don't flatter yourself.
He's thorough.
He said he, you know, he's in really into sucking cocks, I guess, or was that? I don't.
That is his surname. But, how dare you?
I mean, what you're doing, your spy
family
is fine,
built this country.
I feel very attacked right now.
You are.
I feel...
Listen, there's nothing
wrong
with that.
From some foreigner who doesn't even know...
But it's not something you just bring up in, like, the very beginning of conversation with somebody.
That's my last name.
His name?
That's your name.
What's your last name?
That's not a title?
No. What's your last name?
My last name is Private. That's not actually my last name. I am not sharing it right now because,
Ryan
listen...
Ryan Private.
All right.
Ryan Private.
No, and...
Saving Ryan Private.
We're not using that. We're not using that as a symbol. Nothing. Nothing with the word private.
Just a big P on his chest.
Nothing that implies private.
In my world, it stands for hope.
That was a really good joke from my world. I don't know why it's funny for yours, but...
We sometimes get cable.
You get like, television?
You think we don't get interdimensional channels?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
We know about the other worlds. Why wouldn't we co-opt their entertainment?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, some of the dorms kind of have a, you know, setup where it's kind of hijacking the signals, but I think you might get HBO.
Do I get my own room? Like, am I by myself?
No.
No.
No, you'll have a roommate.
Okay.
You'll love your roommate.
Is it going to be you?
No. I live in a...
Roomies for life.
I live in a loft.
You're going to come in and live with
down
me.
Down by the river.
Can I move to your place instead? Oh. Like, I feel like...
Oh, he's getting...
I got a bachelor
name?
Pad. You and your cargo pants will repel ladies... For miles.
That's untrue. I have a girlfriend.
She
emailed the show.
Where's your girlfriend?
In my world.
Oh.
Not here. No. I was not with her when I fell into the dimensional portal, so...
It's really sweet that you're branching out and, you know, dating blind girls.
Hey. I'm pretty sure she has really great vision, okay? I mean, I haven't seen her vision tests, but...
Visual acuity
tests I haven't seen.
Well,
but
shouldn't
great.
The walking stick and the glasses, shouldn't that kind of show you...
She doesn't have a walking stick
visual
or
capabilities?
Glasses. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sir
Piffle. I'm
feeling very attacked.
Does she read bumpy books? Does she read bumpy books?
No.
Is that... Okay.
I'm feeling very attacked right now.
You should.
You are.
Do you? Sorry.
Why is it okay for us? Not okay for us to attack Harvey, but then
HR.
When you attack me, I am going to file a complaint with HR.
Oh yeah, that might
big
get
man
lost
on
in
campus.
The shuffle.
No, it won't get lost in the shuffle. Because my best friend on this world runs HR, so I know he's going to take care of me.
What best friend?
You already have a best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
I think he's talking about you.
He's kind of a dick, but.
Your new roommate, he's going to be your best friend.
No.
Maybe we'll have him on next time.
I probably won't have a roommate. Maybe he'll be invisible, and that is a superpower, and then I never know he's there.
You'll still feel he's there, even if he's invisible.
Like, I'll feel his stare, I hope is what you mean?
No, his breath on your neck.
No. I'll stay to my broom
just
closet.
Feel a
thank
stare.
You very
much. What's wrong with this person? Did you hit your head when you came out of the hole?
I did, actually.
Clearly.
Yeah. Dr. Stonefist got me all healed up.
You know, Rago said the same thing.
Yeah. Apparently everybody can tell that I took a blunt trauma.
Yeah, a little
to the
bit
head.
Of brain damage.
All right, so let me ask you, how much are we spending on this outfit?
He gets the requisition $50.
Okay.
Is that a lot?
Outfits. You know, typically range from like $5,000 to $7,000.
This outfit is $10,000 I'm wearing right now. And that's on the cheaper side.
Wait, so there's a lot of inflation here. So what do you guys make for money? And that'll kind of give me an idea
that's
of what
a very
how much
personal
money
yeah,
question.
That's kind of a weird.
You can't ask HR what other people make. That's a bad thing to do.
I won't
company.
Ask HR then. Prisma, what do you make as the head chef?
I make room and board. I live here. I get
so
to go through my gauntlets. it's a barter system for me. Like, I set this up.
This is a utopian system. We don't really rely on money for most things.
So you're like a federation of some kind?
What's a federation?
Sorry, it's a, people in my world are going to love that, though. So what did you barter with to get your super suit?
I cooked for a week, and I passed my gauntlets for the first two levels.
She made me some very yummy food.
What was it?
I'm a dessert kind of guy.
What was the food?
There was some lovely apple fritters, and some pumpkin pies. And
are those seasonal here?
No.
And what else? Oh, yeah, there was a rhubarb of some kind. I can't remember which.
Strawberry?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't really have seasons here.
There's no seasons.
Not really.
Well, there's the dark one, and then there's, you know, right where now.
Yeah, I mean, there's parts of the plant you can go to if you're in the mood for, like, skiing and shit. But
okay.
Most of the time...
I'm not making him a ski suit. I don't have time.
No, he couldn't pull off a ski suit anyway.
Maybe I'll get with you about a ski suit later.
If the dark season comes a little early this year,
maybe
you
I'll
might...
barter with you for a snowsuit at some point.
I don't know what you got, but all right.
Well, like I said, leave a lot of room is all I'm saying. Okay, so guys, we're about at the end point here. So I appreciate you, Harvey. Sucks a cock for coming on.
Sucks on a cock.
Sucks on a cock. I'm sorry. Sucks on a cock for coming
so
on
rude.
To
just
the podcast.
Just butchering my family's name.
And for designing what you appear to have
the
some style.
The
Sucks a cock
family are terrible people, by the way.
Okay. So well, I'm sorry that I insulted you. Sucks on a Mr. Sucks on a cock.
Say sorry to the family.
I'm sorry to the family.
There we go.
Okay. So for all the listeners, if you want to email us or get a hold of me, please do, because I don't know what's going on in Earth One. Keep me up to date.
Especially you, Ryan, fake girlfriend.
Keep
sending those emails.
Yeah, not fake girlfriend.
It's probably your
Marcy,
mom.
Please send me some emails.
It's probably
no,
your mom.
It's not
your
my
mom's
mom.
Name is Marcy?
It's not my mom. No.
Okay.
But Milkman, if you're out there, I really want to hear from you again.
Suck a dick, Milkman!
I agree with you on all your points.
Suck a dick!
About Superfluous/Oscar. So please email again.
Did you make another enemy?
I don't even know who this guy is. He's like a secret admirer who hates me.
Apparently his tagline is
I'm not milk-proofing your
suits. Lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he knows that's the problem. Oh, there we go. I don't know. Maybe that's your only weakness. Do you drink milk?
Yeah, of course I drink milk. It's got calcium.
Okay. Well, if you want to email us, earth2@heroespodcasts.com. Send an email. Let us know what you think of us. Let Superfluous know how much you hate him or love him. Let Prisma know how great her hair looks in her super suit, camo super suit. Or tell Harvey sucks on a cock to go suck on a cock. Whatever you would like to do.
Oh.
He attacked me. I'm sorry. I still feel a little vulnerable in this world. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Come back next week. Hopefully we'll be here again.
Peace!